Cox Communications. Per customer's request, the number you're calling is suspended.
I want to check the schedule bill.
Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's you!
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Sean. Where's Sean?
Sean's not here.
What?
Happy birthday, Gary. Sans Sean Parrott.
Bye-bye, Shawnee.
About half of these don't have Sean. Can't have too much Sean.
No, he's too much to deal with.
So filling in for Sean, we have special guest James Austin Johnson.
Hey, everybody. Oh.
Is that how he sounds?
I don't know how he sounds because he's a fucking half hour late. We ain't waiting anymore.
Oh, we got to start.
I texted him 5:30. 5:30 we start. 5:30 we start.
And what did he say?
We're recording two today. I hate to break the bubble. Break the bubble.
Break it.
We're recording at 5:30. We're recording the James Austin Johnson episode.
At least we thought we were.
There. And 6:30, we're supposed to be recording the Renard Hirsch episode.
We thought we were.
Yeah.
We're like way behind now.
We knew one person was going to be late.
Right.
We didn't think it would be the white guy that we scheduled first.
We tried, you know, put the white guy first.
Well, then, you know, I guess he didn't know that he'd have to drive here.
Oh, he didn't plan for that?
I don't know what he planned.
Does he have a job or anything? What is he? What's his deal? I don't know much about this guy.
I don't know. Well, we never will find out.
Well, we might not. He may never get here.
How you been, buddy?
Oh, let me tell you, Brad. IT didn't deliver the expiration parcel to our 6-2 customers. It was a crazy day at the office.
I'm
not going to bore you with that story. I already told you that story.
Well, you didn't tell Happy Birthday Gary that story.
Well, you know, they don't want to hear it.
Oh, I want to make a, before we get too into this, Tauntauns.
Yeah.
From when we were talking
Tauntauns
and Bubba,
Tauntaun.
Flooded with letters and emails. Didn't say Tauntauns. Everybody's like Tauntauns.
We thought it.
Well, of course. That goes without saying, really.
We got to let our audience have a little fun, right? We can't do all the jokes.
Yeah, come on, guys. Don't email us, all right?
Yeah, don't text us.
So Sean isn't here. He's taking care of his mama.
And, you know, our thoughts and prayers. I mean, I know you don't pray, Brad.
My thoughts?
Your thoughts, my prayers are with her. I don't think about her.
No, you don't think about her, and I won't pray for her.
I have unconscious prayers for her. I unconsciously pray for her.
In the middle of the night, you have nocturnal prayers.
I do.
Well, Sean's mama had to have surgery on her foot.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was it plantar fasciitis or what? That's a real thing.
I know, but everything you say makes me laugh.
I'm humorous.
You know what we should do since we're sitting here waiting and we don't have any other guests? We should call somebody.
Yeah.
You know who we should call?
Schizo Bill.
You know who else?
Hey, the customer's request. You can't.
Is that even a real?
Yeah, it's a real fun number, I guess.
Oh, wait, that can't be the actual message. So, hey, this guy over here.
Hey, man, we're not open for spaghetti right now, okay?
No, you know what we should call?
You want pasta? Make your own pasta.
We should call our producer, Chad Ryden.
He's more than a producer. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be posted anywhere.
No, and I...
He's everything to us.
I got some messages today asking me what happened with Chad last night.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know what happened with Chad last night.
We don't know what happened to Chad.
No, you know what we should do?
I think we should call him.
We should call him. Let's call him.
Okay, I need you to do some filler for me, Brad.
Okay, so guys, it's cicada season, as you know. And if you get out there and you see a blue-eyed cicada, grab that motherfucker up. They're worth $4,000.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, man.
Nuh-uh.
Blue-eyed cicadas. Yeah, I guess they cure cancer or something. I don't know.
Is that not for real? Because I thought blue-eyed or like...
Blue-eyed.
Blue-eyed. The eyes of blue.
I texted him and told him to be prepared for a phone call.
Your first accident texting Chad to say be prepared. You got to catch that guy.
Oh, y'all, you've reached the Redneck Tour Bus Hotline. Chad, it's Brad and Mark from HBG.
I shouldn't have texted him.
The number one show on comedypodcast.com.
Whoa, you mean Happy Birthday, Gary?
Yeah, that's the one.
Starring Brad Edwards, Mark Anunson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sean Parrott.
Featuring Sean Parrott.
Sometimes.
The talent.
It's not featuring talent, James Sean? Austin Johnson.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air, buddy.
Live.
Oh, gosh.
You know better than anybody. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good. We heard you had an exciting evening at Springwater Supper Club last night.
What happened, buddy?
Springwater Supper Club. Are you familiar with the place?
I've been there once.
It's a butthole.
Continuously voted as the best dive bar in Nashville.
Yeah.
The kind of place where you can go and pee on the floor 2 feet away from the toilet. The kind of place Dave Cloud goes and
Dave
gets on stage whether he's invited or not and whips out his dick and nobody blinks.
Oh, Dave fucking Cloud is...
They have a meth room in the bathroom. I mean, that's why you can't use it.
Well,
meth
yeah,
lab.
Sean...
It's not a nice place.
Sean MCs that show once a month.
Yeah.
That's sort of his show, except he's out of town taking care of his mom, who...
Passed away.
As we all know, had a surgery.
Sorry to inform you she passed on.
She did not. She just had surgery on her foot. I mean, I haven't spoken to her recently.
It was an interesting night.
So what happened?
Talk to us. Tell the HBG listeners what happened at the supper club.
Well, when I got there, I sat at the bar and got a beer, and there was a guy at the end of the bar who was basically just talking to everybody but nobody. He was talking constantly, and there was nobody there, and I kind of turned around and looked at him, and he explained, oh, I'm talking to the bartender, and I look around, and the bartender's in the other room. And so, somebody else comes out of the bathroom, he's talking at them, and
what's
he's,
saying?
Basically talking to everybody who walks by.
Like, belligerent?
Nobody's paying attention to this guy.
Like, mumbling, or?
No, just, loud, very loud, where it's like he's had a few too many beers already, and maybe he's just like this, I don't know. But I thought he was crazy, so I got the beer and I walked away. And, 30 minutes later, we start the show, and that guy comes in, and he's sitting on the wall, not with the booths, but with, the couch-type seats on the other side next to the tables.
Yeah.
And he's sitting
the nice
there,
part.
He and his friend, I guess, there's a guy next to him, and they're both actively trying to ruin the show. They're just talking constantly. Yeah. It's not even, a heckle. Sometimes they're just mumbling to themselves and yelling shit out and just constant jibber-jabber. And, there's a kid who was his first time on stage and they shit all over him. There's a kid who was his second time on stage. They're ripping all over him.
Well, good. Maybe those people won't come back. There's enough comments.
They probably weren't any good anyway.
Quite possibly. But, it was really out of control. And Gary Fletcher was hosting. He, friend of the show, Gary Fletcher.
Oh, yeah.
He told the crowd to, shut the fuck up several times very nicely.
Oh, good.
And, of course, they didn't because they're there to ruin the show.
Right.
So, I don't know who goes up before me. But, it's my turn. I go up and I do, a joke and a half. I'm kind of riffing with one of the new guys about, comedy not being the place to meet women or get rich and famous or be successful. I was like, basically, you're going to have to deal with retards like these guys. And, they really got
funny.
Louder and louder. And, I kind of wish I said something. I was like, I said something to the effect of, I would ask you what's wrong with you, but, clearly you're retarded. But he didn't even hear me because he was yelling over me. It's one of these guys where it's like, okay, I can't even shit on you because you're yelling so much. You can't hear me shitting on you.
Yeah, like a drunk girl.
So, and normally in this kind of situation, I would just, verbally shit all over somebody until they cry and leave. And that's how I handle things. But, this guy, he wasn't even, he couldn't even hear me. So... It's like I kind of gave up pretty quick, and hot sauce and Hinderleiter table in the back, and I saw that they had a fresh, brand new, full pitcher of beer at the top. They hadn't even poured a beer off of it yet, so I just said, "Hey, hot sauce, who bought the pitcher?" And he said Hinderleiter had, and I was like, "Well, can I borrow it?" And hot sauce was like, "Sure." I just set the microphone down on the stage, and I walked straight over to the table, and I picked up the pitcher, and In one motion, I dumped it all over this motherfucker.
Yes.
And after I dumped it on him, I put... And now, if somebody were to do that to me, I would have seen that coming. And if I was that guy, I would have kicked me in the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did nothing.
He just sat there like it...
Was he a tiny guy?
I put a whole pitcher on him, and he did nothing. So I put the empty pitcher on top of his head like a fucking hat. And then I just walk back to the stage. And as I'm walking back to the stage, he jumps up, tries to jump up, and searched for me. But I'm already gone. And Brad Hinderleiter popped right up and got in between him and the stage. And by that time, a bunch of people had jumped up. And bartender came out from behind the bar. And I just got back up on the mic, and I just stood there and smiled. Everybody in the audience, not everybody, but most of the comics in the audience were clapping and cheering at this point. And I just said, guys, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And the bartender came out, and he was just like, what? He's like, who did this? And I raised my hand, and I was like, yeah, it was me. And he's like, dude, you can't do that. He's like,
bad boy.
No, sir.
You've got a problem with somebody. You got to come tell me. You can't do this. I was like, I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was like, yeah. It won't happen again. And he's like, dude, you've got to go. Yeah. I know. So I was giving away a couple of Oregon tickets for Friday. And so I was like, hey, before I go, everybody, who wants free tickets to Tracy Morgan tomorrow night? And so I gave those away, and I walked off the stage. And I think Gary Fletcher came back up and said he'd never officiated a wrestling match before.
Well, what did this guy look like?
Honestly, he looked like he was in his 50s. He was, you know, Springwater's a good place for hipsters to go and drink $2 PBRs or 70-year-old career drunks to go to. So, like, this guy looked like he was in his 50s. He was kind of balding.
I mean, you could take him in a fight, right? If it had come to that.
Do what?
You could have taken him in a fight if it had come to that, right?
Yeah, I haven't fought in a long time.
Yeah.
Were you drunk, or what was it? Were you drunk? What happened?
No, I had one beer in me.
Oh, you just...
So did that guy.
I just wasn't putting up with that shit. Like I say, if this was a comedy club, there's no way I would have done that. But this is a fucking...
No, I know.
In Nashville, where I can do this, you know? And so, yeah, I think
so we don't have to have an intervention.
This guy was not redeemable at all. There's no way, like, he was going to be won over and all of a sudden become an awesome audience member. He was a fucking dick.
So you're probably suspended for a month, right?
Me suspended? I don't know. I think I could go back tonight if I wanted to.
You should just move to New York.
Yeah, I may have to flee the state.
Yikes.
So,
well, we're all proud of you, buddy. We all...
I appreciate it.
I was worried. Yeah. I thought something was wrong. Like, he was sad.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Just trying to do my part, guys.
Well, great job, buddy. We love you. We're going to get back to the podcast.
Love you guys, too.
Thanks for everything you do, buddy. We're on your side. If you get to, I don't know. I was worried you had some kind of breakdown or something. So, if you need anything, give me a call.
No, I'm perfectly sane. I just...
that's why we were calling.
I just don't care.
Well, then that's good.
We love you, buddy.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Too. Have a good happy birthday.
All right.
Later, dude. Chad Ryden, everybody.
Chad Ryden.
Wow.
Oh, man.
America's favorite comedian of all time.
Chad Ryden with
and
the tail. Boy.
Heckler shutter downer guy.
Sean leaves town for one fucking week. Everything goes to pieces.
Would that have happened if Sean was hosting? Sean is such a good host. Nothing against Gary, but the guy probably would have just fallen in love with Sean.
Oh, man.
And calmed down.
I don't know. I've been there when Sean's... It's always horrible. There's always somebody...
That's why I never go. I haven't been in years because the shows are just terrible.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Where the fuck is James Austin Johnson? God, motherfucker.
I didn't know he cursed on this.
It's fucking...
It's a family show, Brad.
He's 45 minutes... I can understand, like, I'm a little late.
Remember last Thursday?
Yeah.
We're going to start podcasting at 5:30.
I know. Well,
what time did you get here?
I got here on time. I was here early. I was sitting out in the car.
For an hour?
Oh.
Remember me and Sean recorded like
time?
Three songs?
Oh, well, look, that's different. I'm on the show, right? I don't know.
You're not
proof.
A guest.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get mad at my wife if she makes me late to something,
if
right?
If I let you and Sean sit here for an hour, when I show up, things are going to be funnier because you guys are all primed up, you know? Your dicks are hard. You've been goofing off.
Not mine.
Well.
Excuse me, sir. I do not do that. that's never happened to me.
No, that's like, the best conversations we have are after the podcast at the IHOP.
Oh, isn't
later.
That fun?
God, that's the best time.
I love that IHOP.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I wish we could go, but we can't.
We can't do anything because we're fucking thrown off. I'm going to text him.
What happens in 15 minutes when Renard shows up?
When Renard shows up right on time? Fuck it. We'll just go on to the next one. See, this fucking ruined everything. Okay, everybody out there listening.
We're so sorry.
James Austin Johnson has fucking ruined
this
podcast.
He's the worst person.
What the fuck? I mean, fortunately, Chad.
Chad saved it.
Dumped
Schizo,
beer on some
Schizo
guy.
Saved it.
Schizo Bill is always there for you.
Should we call call somebody else?
Let's call James Austin Johnson. See what the fuck his problem is. Oh, let's call Sean.
You want to call Sean?
Let's call Sean. Do you have Sean's number off the top of your head?
No. Can you tell me?
How many measures are we?
492 measures.
Okay.
Is that good?
I don't know. This is the worst fucking one.
Remember how last week's episode was the best?
Yeah, and people are going to, hey, that episode with James Austin Johnson is the worst one ever. That's what everybody's going
to
say.
Yeah, they're like, I used to think the Brian Bates episode was the
actually,
worst.
Actually, people say that's the best one.
What, people or Andy Fleming?
Oh, like three or four different people liked that one. I think they just like.
They just, it's nice to hear sad.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, guy's so fucking sad.
I wonder, can I try it on this phone? With this speakerphone?
Give it a shot.
Can you hear that all right?
I think so. Can you guys hear it at home okay? It's a little garbly.
Where's it coming out of?
I don't know.
Hello?
Sean?
Hi, this is Sean Perry.
Hey, hey, it's Brad and Mark from Happy Birthday, Gary. Hey, we're so sorry about your mom.
How's your mom? Oh, I'll go get it. Yeah. You talk to Sean. I'm going to get the door. I wonder who it is.
Yeah, it could be. It's probably Renard Early. Hey, Sean, we were going to do two podcasts today, and James Austin Johnson was supposed to be here at 5:30, and it's 6:14. He's not here.
What a dick.
Yeah. Remind you of anybody? Now, Brad, remember how late Brad was last week?
Yeah, I remember him.
What a dumb head, huh?
Yeah,
and now he's mad at James.
Oh
my God, Sean, James walks in, goes right for Brad's chair.
Okay,
what
he's
the?
He's an
fuck.
Hour. He's 45 minutes late.
Let's,
he goes right.
Let's rebuke him.
I don't get headphones. I don't get headphones.
No, you know, people on time get headphones.
Yeah, headphones are for closers.
Just be close enough to them.
Well, Sean, I hate to do this, but.
We don't need you.
For the crowd.
Happy vacation, buddy.
Enjoy.
Let me go.
Happy. Yeah. How's your mom?
Oh, wait. We don't care. I just hung up on Sean.
I miss Sean. I didn't get a chance to say hi to him, but he's going to hear this, right?
No, he doesn't listen.
Oh, okay.
He listens to when he's not on to see what we say about him.
I listened to this podcast.
You're a good man.
In preparation for this Phil spot. What's the minutes?
We're on right now. 565 measures.
We're pretty deep into this.
I don't know what that means.
What happened? Tell me why you're so
Talk
late.
To me, Goose.
I think like 9 people died on I-24 and then inside Hickory Hollow or something like that. It was ridiculous. All four lanes were completely stalled. I have no experience in this part of town.
It's ridiculous.
Have you never been down here?
I've been to the mall. I used to come to the mall to practice my Ebonics.
I'm going to reserve my anger until I confirm that 9 people died. If 8 people died.
What if only
Actually,
one?
It was seriously ridiculous.
I went to
ridiculous.
Nashville this afternoon and came back to Franklin, and like, I don't know what happened. I think you know those trucks that get filled up with rocks.
The rock trucks, yeah,
rock trucks.
Yeah, rock trucks.
I think one of them got overfilled, and like there was rocks like boulders, big as my head, all over the tons of it, just like poured out onto the street, and like they had to shut down.
Like a Roland Emmerich movie or something like that.
Like they piled it too high, and then he drove under a bridge, and like all of it got, because it was right under the bridge.
Kind of like when you scoop too much coffee, and then you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever do that?
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking
the
about.
The Folgers crease is what I call
it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, how far are we? I mean,
we're done. It's over.
We just have to go straight to which is better. We don't have time for...
No.
All right, well, what's been going on? James Austin Johnson, everybody.
Hi, James Austin Johnson.
Is our audience familiar with you? I mean,
I would think. Well,
what do you got?
James Austin Johnson. I'm
Sagittarius.
I'm actually Cancer.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And and that basically just means that I was born in a month that I can give other people cancer by touching them and that kind of
That's
thing.
How Brad got.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. And
my balls.
I have red hair. I often wear glasses.
Yeah, I see that.
Kind of a nerdy vibe. Me and a couple other comics in town have our own podcast.
Well, one episode is that
one
a podcast,
episode down.
Or is that a
what
pilot?
I guess it's a pilot, but it's doing well
it doing
among
well?
My friends.
Tell everybody the name of the podcast.
The podcast. Well, the three of us when we perform together, we call ourselves Corporate Juggernaut. So it's Corporate Juggernaut's podcast.
I saw it on Facebook. I haven't clicked yet.
I haven't podcasted.
You can find it on iTunes. We're on iTunes.
I don't think I have iTunes.
SoundCloud.
We don't.
You guys should get on SoundCloud.
Let's
pretty
ask Chad Ryden.
Sweet.
Chad, can we get on SoundCloud?
Chad, our producer,
SoundCloud?
If you're still listening to this, unless you're passed out drunk.
Chad Ryden. Yeah. I was not at Springwater last night, but he apparently walked off stage and dumped a pitcher of beer upon a heckler.
Tardy people would not know that we already had Chad on the phone.
We had Chad
Can
on the
I
phone.
I was about to get to the next big thing in my life. I moved into a new place yesterday. I was moving 10 to 10, 10 a.m., 10 p.m.
You moved 12? You did a 12?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
A 12-hour shift?
I thought you were moving away.
Moving away? I was in Los Angeles for the past...
Right,
from
but I
January.
Thought you were just here for a while, and then you're moving back away.
Nah, it's
permanent.
I'm not crazy, though, right? That was at some point the plan, right?
No. It was the plan when I moved out there.
Okay.
And
is there
then,
a vagina involved in this?
There is a little bit of a vagina involved, but also I have school loans, and I can get the hefty chunk of them knocked out in a year. Nashville is an awesome place to... still suck at comedy and to pay off school loans. It's got culture.
Yeah.
I can live here very cheaply. And I just didn't want to live in a one bedroom apartment with six other Vietnamese people like I would have had to do in LA.
You yourself are not a Vietnamese.
No, I am not. I should say that I'm not Vietnamese. I don't know if my voice sounded Vietnamese.
No.
A little bit. A little.
Your sound, your
on your R's.
I mean, I sound a little.
Your K's are a little Viet.
He's a little.
No, I must.
Are you
say,
vegan?
No, I'm not.
Good.
And my face is feature. It
Caucasian.
Has features. There's. It looks
facial
like
features.
A raised map, you know, of elevation on my face. It's
he
not
has
completely flat.
Severe features. No.
They're not severe. I wouldn't say that I'm. But I am a character actor, and it's apparent when you meet me.
Absolutely.
That's fine. You're doing fine.
You're like a human caricature of yourself.
Well,
yeah, I'm like
well, that's
a facsimile.
Good that, it's good that you're living
carpet.
Here because we'll need you for ultimate comedy stuff. So I was worried when you moved away.
We're kicking Sean off the podcast.
Yeah, all I have to do is tell you 2 hours ahead of the fucking time.
Damn it. And there's just a lot of, I don't know, it was my buddies back here were getting a lot of really good stuff going. I had the best time. I didn't like the school that I went to because I was going to school out there in Los Angeles. And the classmates there were like five that I really palled around with and everybody else was kind of
like,
shit.
Was it an all-girl school? Or
no, it was, I wish.
I don't know. I didn't know what. I don't know what kind of.
Well,
I don't know. Like
it was evenly divided. It was a film. It was film school. It was like a film program. So,
dush.
But
oh
it was
my
pretty.
God.
Evenly...
Trying to fuck film chicks.
Ugh,
good
gross.
Luck.
Whatever.
And
yeah, maybe.
So I wasn't really excited, and I got bad grades on my movies because they didn't like that I didn't want to put clear antagonists or follow specific story structures and stuff.
There's
I liked,
a formula out there, sir.
There are formulas that
you
can
learn
follow.
The rules before you can break them.
But I told them I didn't want to make Dunstan Checks In. I wanted to make, you know, what I wanted to make. And so I, you know, I've got links on stuff on my web things, and I think the movie's good. You can watch it if you want.
Mark and I are going to make
I'm gonna
a
watch
movie
it.
Called The Blue-Eyed Cicada. It's going to cure people that had porn and cancer.
That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea.
Why is it a bad idea?
I think it's a pretty... Well, because cicada's eyes are red, like the devil's
oh,
butthole
right.
that
you
they
here.
Came
you
out
weren't
of.
Here. You weren't here. You weren't here. Sorry, you missed out.
It makes sense if you'd have been here.
Well, we talk about cicadas on our podcast. That's Corporate Juggernaut's podcast. You can find it on iTunes.
Oh, this guy.
He's rubbing the iTunes thing in our face because we got kicked off of iTunes.
Yeah. Why would you get profanity?
No, we put stick song.
We played a stick song.
And somebody's like, oh, well, this would be my opportunity.
Who the fuck would have ever done that?
A full stick song?
Yeah.
Okay, because we have music clips on ours, but I think they fall into fair use because
if you play like
just
doing
a clip
seconds,
or something. We put a whole song at the end of a podcast, I think.
We would have a show. Mm-hmm. What was the last one? Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, and then
at the end of the show, we'd play Who Let the Dogs Out or something funny.
Oh, you would play like a licensed music.
Right, we would steal someone other.
Well, we're not making any money.
I don't mean to be this doucher,
but you're about to. Yeah.
I'm about to be, and you guys just need to brace yourselves for what I'm about to say. Isn't the more artistic? Artistically integrity whatever thing to like make a funny you sir Mark and Unson to make a funny song about dogs at the end
that would require work though
this podcast people are tuning in for original
why don't you go make Dunstan checks back in part two and
why don't
we'll
you make
worry about
Dunstan lost his luggage at the airport.
What about Dunstan nothing happens to him because there's no bad guy, he's just kind of a monkey. Like, what's really going on with the monkey?
Yeah, you know, the
song... I'm sorry, he's an ape. Oh, God damn it. You got me.
He's an orangutan.
Was he an orangutan?
No, I don't know.
So, James Austin Johnson, red hair, glasses.
Attractive.
We get it. We get
available.
It.
Just moved in. Wish I could have gone to Springwater. We got the Bongo Java show coming up in the basement show.
Oh. Bongo Java?
Yeah, Corporate Juggernaut's doing a show, Friends and Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of a more variety thing, and the Corporate Juggernaut show.
I've done a Friends and Friends. I did a Friends and Friends.
Yeah, you're gonna do...
Your headline.
Am I doing this one?
Yeah, I think you might end up doing... We'll see, but...
we'll pray about it.
Brad
will have thoughts. I'll have prayers.
And then we've got the Corporate Juggernaut show at the basement. That's actually when does this drop?
Whenever Chad Ryden.
Probably next week. Well, we're gonna stagger these. I'm going out of town, so we need to save.
Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you went to Corporate Juggernaut at the basement.
Yeah.
June 6th with headliner Andy Sanford from Atlanta, funny guy.
That's good.
It's gonna be a fun show.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You know the Jackass guys. The
Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O,
Sean Parrott.
He loves Jackass. He's going to be mad he wasn't here for this discussion.
Yeah, what about those guys?
What's, Jackass?
I was thinking they have to have some kind of charm, some kind of something protecting them. Because of all the shit they do, none of them
they should
killed
be dead
or really, really hurt. I know they've had concussions,
maimed,
broken bones, shit like that. But
well,
like,
Johnny Knoxville, he's quite a charming guy. He's got a pretty good presence. He's the only one that was able to launch into acting work, and then to me that says that you got some kind of charisma that people
he rolled a 20.
I'm saying
like
the way God takes care of drunks and idiots or whatever.
They're actually trained professionals. They're not just like, if that's why they say don't you
even
do it.
So
they have the armies of women in business.
Steve Irwin was a trained professional, but it caught up to him eventually.
Yeah,
and we've got how many Jackass guys are there, like 10-ish?
And we
don't even see all the shit they do. I'm not talking about every show.
We don't even see all the ancillary Jackass guys.
We don't even
see, they'll
make a movie. Then the next year they'll show you shit they didn't put in the movie that's even more getting bashed.
Well, you know what? They have a little person on their team, Wee Man, and statistically, he's going to go pretty soon, right?
I was at a club one time and Wee Man was there. I told you that.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you believe in like positive attitude? Like they just
do you believe in the power?
The secret? Are you talking
about
the secret?
How are they not at least one of them dead? Because just from the times they fucked up, it's like you could have easily broken your neck.
Well, they will
slip
be.
Over
it's
thing.
Gonna happen.
I think.
But when it does happen, it's gonna ruin it. You know, they're not.
It won't be fun anymore.
Wait,
to even watch
I thought it. Jackass 2 ruined it.
Hey now!
I haven't seen Jackass 3D.
Those guys are getting the ripping they deserve.
Sean got a 3D on Netflix. Wouldn't play in the fucking DVD player.
Well, because you don't have a 3D TV or something.
Wait, does it stream in 3D from Netflix? Can Netflix
no, no,
do that?
He did the order the DVD thing.
God, he's so stupid.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like maybe there's some kind of.
I saw it at the Dollar Theater, not in 3D.
I don't want to see here 3D. In Hickory Hollow. I hate 3D.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll see anything for $1.50, man.
I'll see anything for $1.45.
I'll see anything for $1.25, sir.
See that movie. You see that movie. Do you remember that show? Name that tune? Do you remember that? That's before your time.
Name that tune.
Do you remember? See, I can name that.
I'm 14, so.
I can name that tune in five notes.
Okay.
Okay.
No, and then you go, I can
do, name do, do, do.
No, no. You then you say, I can name it in four.
I can notes. Name
right.
it in four notes.
I was giving you the song.
And then I go, name do. That tune.
Okay.
Name it. Do, do, do.
Axel
do,
F.
Do. Oh, shit. That's Beverly Hills Cop. Right?
That's right. It was Beverly Hills Cop.
That's the movie. It's actually, the song's called Axel F.
Okay.
But it's, you I know the song's called Axel F. It's from Beverly Hills Cop, but who composed it? Do you know?
Is
that
yes.
Marvin Hamlish?
No, not Jan Hammer, but
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah, Yngwie.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, I feel something coming. Remember that "Rising in the Dungeon" by Yngwie?
Can we sing on this podcast?
You sing
all
you
just
want.
Tell me that we can't do licensed music, but we can sing whatever we want.
We're not on iTunes. We're
yeah, we
we're
can play
chickens.
Music. We don't give a shit.
Who composed? Not Jan Hammer, the other really big synth guy from the '80s.
Tauntaun.
Whatever.
One of my favorite moments when I was doing one of my first like cool shows that wasn't an open mic.
Yeah.
It was when it snowed like crazy last year. And you came out. There was nobody in El Comedy Show, Corey Rippon's show, El Comedy Show. There was no one in attendance. You came out and you just started clapping and going, boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yeah. New shoes.
That's pretty great. I love new shoes. The funny thing about
I think
that
I did
show,
that was a fun moment for me.
You may have done that.
I
show.
I think I did my keyboard at that thing. I was mad because I was lugging it out in the snow.
Yeah.
Well.
So, like, I'm just pointing that out because my favorite thing is when you're funny and you haven't said anything yet. Like,
yeah,
that's the best thing in the world.
That's Mark
Brad.
Munson,
no,
right?
That's Brad.
That's
Brad
me.
Does that
I
all
come
the time.
Out one night out.
Like my friend saw Brad one time and he came out singing the Morning Train songs and now they think he. Like that's his
that's
set.
I think that's, my, that's what I do.
That's what you,
yeah,
that's what you do. That's his wheelhouse, like, man. Out. He just comes out and sings, man.
People will be like,
hilarious.
"Hey, remember that joke you said about fucking motorcycles?" I'm like, "No, I don't know."
Oh, like the police academy guy who does the Michael Winslow.
Yeah, he's
he's fucking awesome.
He's
the
great.
Best. I don't care what anybody fucking says.
He's the best comic out there.
I've heard that's
Michael
all
Winslow.
Fake. I've heard that it's like
no,
especially nowadays with effects and shit.
That's it's who cares now? We all have iPods.
I was gonna tell you something. I had to, fuck, what was I about to say? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Okay. Now there's all kinds of art. We're artists.
You guys are.
That,
I'm not
right?
I'm not.
You're an artist. You're a musician.
Well,
and you're a talented comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Jane Blossom Johnson is also a
very
comedian.
Talented.
I do some music things.
Yeah,
he's
do you?
I play guitar sometimes in the
he likes film. He's into the films.
I like movies.
And there's all and but that's not where it ends. People who cook are artists. Culinary chefs.
I think
it's
that's
sandwich artists at Subway.
Sandwich artists.
And chicken artists at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And garbage artists at BFI.
This is what I'm trying to say.
I thought you were going to say garbage artists at Taco Bell or something like that.
Oh, that would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been funny. That would be a funny show.
Was funny.
See?
I crushed your flow for
some sorry.
No, you just derailed what I was talking about. It's fine. I'm just saying the art of sex, the art of making love.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone taken that shit to another level? I mean, there's people who are like thinking
Kama Sutra.
Good. Is that what that's about?
The Kama Sutra or tantric sex that lasts for hours and hours and hours,
okay,
where
but
you're
that's
using
not
your
really an art. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but your Kegels, you know, your
okay.
But the girl's like crazy muscles down there. She can train.
I like the hand motion.
Well, I have to point to where a vagina is because it's in a different place than a penis.
Okay, I was thinking, it was like, I wanted to take some sex to some new genres and stuff like that. And like, all I've ever done, I guess, is like kind of fuck to the beat of a song. You know, like when, like you ever listen to music when you're having sex?
No, no, that'll throw me off.
It's like sometimes
I need
I'll
absolute
do that.
Silence.
You ever like? You ever like make a girl laugh? You combine the comedy with the
no, not on purpose.
When they as soon as my pants come off, they're laughing. But like, if you're fucking and they laugh, you kind of feel it. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure at some point you've had
your penis
on a girl.
What you mean.
If you're having sex and she laughs.
Okay. And I mean, not like because you're not good at fucking.
Right. Something funny happens.
Something funny
maybe
happens.
A fart.
Somebody
or,
farts.
Because there's a lot of slippery. It's a lot of there's a lot of like fluids and
maybe when
slapping
you do it.
Noises.
Maybe when you do it.
And then like,
not me.
But it made me think. It's like, well, why
I'm still
people,
pretty young.
People need to do
I'm
something
old.
About this. This is a whole field.
Mm-hmm.
People love food. That's why they're making all this fancy food. Iron Chef.
I guarantee whatever you're thinking of,
you,
somebody has
done?
Already.
I don't even mean in a sick way. I mean in a beautiful way.
No, that's what
way.
I mean.
Like
Billy
like,
Mays,
make,
probably.
Making love beautiful.
Yeah. So, what's your idea?
I didn't have an idea. I was just saying. It was like a...
Yeah, what, do you guys just get...
We just start
is
talking
is this Loveline or something?
I
no,
hope not.
No.
Do you guys seriously get serious about lovemaking on your
Brad
show?
Tries to. I don't want to talk about
I mean,
it at all.
I'm not getting serious. I'm just trying to talk about
I've been married for 20
art.
Years to the same woman, and, you know, I don't want to discuss
what Mark
my
has. Mark,
where's your ring?
Mark has a...
Prove it. Where's the fucking ring, man?
That's how long I've been married. You don't have to wear a ring anymore.
You know, okay. It's like it gets
the
it.
Ring and just disintegrates.
I should absorb it.
I should have just used proper improv form and just yes-anded you right there.
I don't know how
yes.
to do that.
Yes,
yeah.
And
I don't
your
know
wife is an astronaut.
No, I really have been married 20 years.
Is she here?
No, she's at work.
She's at work?
That's why they work.
Did she put those candles on the windowsill? There's six candles.
I did that. I used to have that lined with frescoes because I was such a funny guy.
You know what you got to do? You're the guy. You got your recording room. You should. Where's the Beatles posters and the Les Paul guitar magnets?
I don't do all that.
That's not Mark. You don't know Mark. There's a metal Boba Fett made out of sparkles.
You know, where's your periodic table of elements? You got a
hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen. It's just all right here.
Yeah okay.
All I know are the heavy metals. All right,
forgiven. Absolved.
You guys ready for which is better?
No.
I think we should.
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Which is better, vampires versus zombies?
We've done this one, I promise.
when I heard it was vampires versus zombies, I thought. Really? No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you got.
But you've had. I understand
we've
this is the 34th episode.
Is it really?
A lot.
This is the Jimmy Carter. Is that? Was he the 34th?
Sure. I couldn't. I couldn't.
Let me look at my brain real quick. Yeah.
So I'm saying we're pretty far into the history of Happy Birthday, Gary. So yeah. Haven't you covered the zombies?
You
versus...
would think with nope. these with these nerds.
Nope.
That's
this is
like,
it.
Okay.
This is it. This is it. This is special.
Can I ask if there was a Roe versus Wade?
There was going to be Sex and the City versus Golden Girls.
Ooh, and, that would have been good.
Well, instead we're doing vampires versus zombies, which isn't that different.
It's pretty much the same thing.
What about a Kramer versus Kramer?
Kramer from Seinfeld versus
Kramer versus Kramer versus Kramer
versus versus Kramer, the guy that does the MSNBC stock show.
Booyah! It's a bye.
No, it's vampires versus goddamn zombies.
Okay,
are we
this
ready?
Sounds stupid.
Yeah, let's see which is better. What's your gut instinct?
Well, my gut instinct.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Before Twilight, before I was, like, when I was a kid,
right?
Vampires by far, because they were so much cooler in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
Uh-huh. Now, I hate everything that they do with vampires.
Yeah.
But the concept of a vampire is still way better than a zombie.
Well, I was thinking about this, guys.
Yeah. Were you really?
I was thinking about this, and guess what my preference is?
Zombies?
Zombies. Yeah, you're right. Because, zombies... All right, this is how I was thinking about this when I was at work operating a scissor lift and changing light bulbs in a warehouse and getting emphysema from asbestos. Mm-hmm. Vampires are ancient history. They've been around for a long time, and our modern concept of a zombie is really formed by George Romero. It's really only about 60, 70 years old.
1929.
There were
white zombies, a very old movie.
I was thinking about this, though, so we've got the vampire, obviously Dracula, I think, is our first documented, Romani, gypsy myth stuff is vampires, but zombies, I was thinking about this, Yiddish folklore, you have Dibbiks, where an evil spirit will inhabit the dead body of someone, and this dead person will walk around and torture people. And then
I know of another
Jewish woman will get mad at him for coming home so late and hit them on the head. And
I know a
why
a
couldn't
Jewish...
you be a doctor? Didn't we do that last
week? My favorite Jewish zombie.
Go downstairs and get me a corned beef and hash, and don't talk to the girl.
Well, which is scarier,
Dibbiks?
Zombies or vampires?
Zombies or vampires? Well,
none of it's scary.
Well, okay.
You were a little kid, what were you more scared of?
Can we clarify a zombie? Because I believe a zombie.
Well,
Frankenstein was a zombie.
Yeah, he is, actually.
Technically, you're right. Well,
the zombie is the genus.
They're both undead, zombies and vampires. And that was my next actual question.
Let's clarify.
Which has more types? Because there are different classifications of each.
We
like,
can
you
do
have
that.
Zombies. You've got 28 Day Later zombies.
The fast zombies.
Right. You have slow zombies. You have talking zombies, brains.
Yeah.
You have zombies that eat flesh.
Zombies that can't do shit.
Right. Zombies that can't climb stairs. Zombies that...
Alone?
But it starts to taper off, I feel like, after a bit with
but
zombie fiction.
But there's even more vampires than that.
There's way more variations on the vampire thing. And I think what it is that a vampire still has a soul, so there's more compelling narratives to build off. Because in most zombie stories, zombies aren't the protagonists. It's the people fighting the zombies.
No, right.
The zombies are the force. And what we vampires are romantic.
They're opposite of
was
humanity.
Dunstan a vampire or a zombie? That's what it was.
Dude,
what was
orangutans
Dunstan?
Orangutans go nuts on their owners and rip open their throats. Yeah. So I would say Dunstan could have been a vampire.
I think vampire. Orangutan.
Dunstan might have been a vampire.
How many different vampires are there? There's like the Twilight vampires, which are
that's most recent
ridiculous.
Vampire.
I don't know anything about
vampire.
Them.
Twilight vampires can go in the sun.
We can call them glam vampires.
Okay,
or
yeah,
glampires. I like that.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like the T-Rex or the David Bowie vampires.
Yeah, and they sparkle in the sunlight. They're like indestructible. They don't have to drink.
They're fast. They get on top of
trees.
Well,
they each have a superpower. Like each vampire has his own superpower.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
in
those.
Twilight.
Well, yeah,
you have a daughter. So you
I have a daughter who she's told me about it. And apparently, like if you're like Mark's a funny guy.
Yeah,
right.
Oh yeah,
that's
sure.
his natural. That's his natural.
So I would
skill.
Be like,
yeah.
So whenever he's a vampire, he'd be super fucking
right,
funny.
Okay.
He'd make everybody laugh.
Okay.
Let's say that you can run a little bit faster than the
average
guy.
Yeah, you're pretty fast.
When you're
well,
a vampire, you run super
my
duper
belly.
Fast.
I can't
hot.
Run.
Belly.
It's not a runner's belly.
It
so,
is.
So that's the thing. It's like if you're whatever. Mm-hmm. You yeah. know,
it's whatever's like it's like a spirit animal.
It's
like
it's sort of
like
whatever
like
you kind of whatever you kind of have going for you. It just accentuates it to a superhuman.
That is
level.
Ridiculous.
And that's
she's...
just one vampire. That's like True Blood vampires. They have fangs that pop out like.
Yeah,
fucking,
I don't know that. Like Switchblade.
I like.
Or something.
Yeah.
I like the books on which True Blood is based.
I like
read those.
Sookie.
Charlene
God
Harris.
Damn it.
Oh. Snooki's in this.
You big.
Sookie.
You big fan of Anna Paquin?
Oh Jesus H Christ. That show is like one of those shows that I watch. I felt bad that I started watching it, but it's hopelessly into me now.
I
have to watch it.
I don't watch any of that.
I have yet to really get into any Alan Ball anything. I think I've seen American Beauty, but that's where it ends. I haven't seen 6 Feet Under or any of that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't watch
really
Six,
like
Feet
Six Feet Under.
I couldn't get into it.
I want to check it out. I think that might be what I like.
Speaking of
Sometimes
Six Feet Under,
like gay stuff.
Zombies.
Burp, 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 burp.
Well, I would say there's probably more types of vampires because, like, as you said, vampire lore goes back so much further,
yeah,
you know, that you've had more time.
Don't forget about the Al Lewis vampire.
The Al Lewis vampire?
Yeah.
Who's Al Lewis vampire?
He from the Munsters. Al Lewis
okay.
was the actor who played.
Don't forget about Nosferatu, just
Nosferatu.
The big buck-toothed
yeah.
Salem Lot vampire.
Yeah. Oh, Salem Lot.
That was great.
Boom. Vampires that turn into bats, vampires that turn into wolves.
Vampires
that turn into
wolves?
Some vampires
yes.
turn into wolves.
Yes.
Where aren't those?
Those aren't werewolves.
There's a difference.
You're thinking of lichens.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
I don't care for.
Lycanthropes.
Yeah.
Lycanthropes.
It grows on
yes.
the side of a tree. In a
lichen.
Lichen. I just got the lichen joke. I can.
First question.
There
when
you
I was
go.
A kid, I was,
there you go.
I was
nice.
More afraid of zombies, and still probably.
Hi, my name's Pete. Anybody? Pete.
Pete.
Pete Moss.
Pete Moss.
I was making some more.
Oh, I get
Moss
you.
Puns.
Sorry, guys.
Well, better movies, better. Are there better zombie movies or better vampire movies?
They're all great.
Yeah,
I like them all.
Well, they're all bad, but there's a few that stand out.
I gotta say that the whole vampire, like gothic, anything, I just don't care about really. And I love. I can't wait. Personally, cannot wait for us to evolve and for all to go crazy and to run away from zombies. That's all I think about every day.
Yeah.
It's like, I can get up on top of this thing. Like my, where I work
planning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I work would be the ultimate.
Late and
thing.
Rude. Mm. What about if you've seen Blackula, then you go with you go with vampires. Have you seen Blackula?
Yeah, of course.
You've seen it, right?
I actually haven't seen Blackula.
Many,
I really want
many,
to.
You got to
see.
How many
vampire movies are there?
A million.
There's billions
million.
Of them. Oh God! You know what I saw that
what?
I haven't seen in a long time.
What?
What's that?
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh,
like
Francis Ford Coppola.
It was so.
I don't like it.
Waits
horrible.
Is in that. Tom Waits is in that movie.
Oh, he is in that.
Yeah.
He's fucking
the crazy scientist.
Ludwig. He's the crazy guy who's locked up. Who,
yeah.
I actually fell asleep. I saw that in the theater and I fell asleep.
That's
I
what
saw
I've
it.
Heard about
I remember
that film.
Thinking it was awesome, and then like watching it 10 years later and going like, "Oh my god, this is a fucking
I didn't care
nightmare."
For it. I didn't care for it.
What's your favorite zombie movie?
Shaun of the Dead, probably.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's actually a great movie. It's like, a that's good, what I love about those Edgar Wright movies is that they're awesome movies on top of being hilarious.
What about Rolf? Did you see that?
Rolf.
No, Rolf. Or Rover?
Fido.
Fido.
Fido. Yeah, 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 yeah. I knew you were talking about Fido when you said Rolf. I was like, you must be talking about
that. That was actually okay.
I haven't seen it, but I want to.
I liked it because it was
you empathize
just dumb.
With the zombie. Yeah, yeah, it kind of went with the weirdness.
It was pretty dumb.
My favorite probably zombie movie is the remake of Dawn of the Dead, which I know is a stupid thing. But
oh, the James Gunn Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, the 90s one.
Yeah, that, I like all of those.
Because that kind of got me back into
I like them
shit.
All about the same.
Night of the Living Dead.
Like it.
Yeah.
But
I
had
Living
tons
the
of zombie what? Movies, and most of them are shitty because you could crank them out. Because you just get a bunch of college
what
kids.
About,
Night of zombies.
Night of the Comet. That was great.
What?
Night of the Comet.
What did I watch? What did I watch?
Did you see that one?
I have no idea what any of this is.
What's the one with they have the slugs in their brains?
The
not
Invasions of the Pod People.
Night of the Creeps.
I don't know that one.
Anyway, it's a good one.
I don't think.
Have you tried to watch the original, like, wasn't
the Night of Living
what's
Dead?
That?
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead? Yeah, I've seen that.
That's pretty good. I can still watch it.
That was like a big civil rights thing. That was like, like a big statement thing.
I didn't
like
it.
Pretty cool.
Oh,
like X-Men. You know?
Who's got better food?
Zombies or vampires?
Brains or blood? Which is
blood
better?
Blood is
which
delicious.
Is better?
I don't know.
Well, you get blood with your brains. You don't necessarily, they don't like it. It's like parsley
see,
to
that's
them.
A type of zombie but that like, I don't get. Zombies that crave brains, because you destroy a zombie by destroying its brain. So they, if a zombie is eating brains, you're not going to...
It's undead irony.
I don't get it. I don't get it because...
I don't know.
Well, in some incarnations of zombies, they just rise from the dead.
Yep.
Others, they only spread the disease like in the zombie survival guide. You can only spread the disease by bites. It's like there's no way you would have hordes of millions of zombies if they... Not a million times somebody's not going to get bitten on the hand, get home, die, and then come back to life.
Yeah.
Once you get like 50 zombies, they're going to totally devour anybody they catch, and they won't make any more zombies. And if they're eating brains, then they're destroying a potential zombie. It's fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's dumb.
That doesn't even make sense.
Vampires win.
Vampires drink blood.
Next
That's
episode.
Better. Yeah.
I guess vampires do win, right?
It's over.
Which is more dead, a zombie or a vampire?
You know what?
Neither.
What does dead mean?
Well, I mean, a zombie's rotting.
Yeah,
but like
zombie.
Half of the day... A vampire is just totally in a coffin.
Yeah, but
they don't have to be though.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm talking about
a
like
cave.
A Dracula type. Well, whatever.
Well, we gotta
Lost Boys.
Is death?
Yeah,
Lost
Boys.
Is awesome,
fucking just,
actually.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
It's the best.
Isn't so? What would be more dead feeling to you? To be a zombie and effectively have the cessation of experience, which is how we understand death. Now you're not. Working anymore.
Right.
And then, or to be a vampire and to wake up every day knowing you're dead and actively experience your own death.
That's a death we can't understand.
Well,
you know? Yeah, it's weird because they're two different types of dead.
Do you guys think that God is like, like around, like everywhere? Like, or is he like
omnipresent?
Place or?
Well, Mark does.
Sometimes I just think about that stuff and I just drink a glass of red wine, watch the boys,
pet my cat.
Bigger dick.
Zombies.
I disagree.
Because it's all, it gets swollen
dick.
And stuff and falls
off.
Oh,
rigor mortis.
I don't know. I think vampire. I think vampire because he's got all those years to figure out new technologies for male enhancement.
They would have the art of making love.
All that stuff because, you know, it's kind of like the short man's disease.
Oh, really?
Little man, Napoleonic
vampires
effect.
Vampires are all pretty
okay.
gay.
They're all show.
They fuck a bunch, though.
They do, and that's weird because they don't have blood flowing through their veins, and an erect penis is a penis full of blood.
Yeah.
I used to do a joke, and it never got any laughs, was sex is more exciting for vampires because... The blood that's giving him an erection is somebody else's. So they're always at least having sex with more than one person. Nobody ever laughed. You guys, that's the biggest laugh I ever got.
I think it's almost too like scientific or something.
Should I bring that one back?
You should bring
it
back.
In fairness, I did it at bars where people were screaming and getting pitchers of beer dumped on their heads.
This is Nashville, land of terrible
vampire
crowds.
It's time to bring that. That was a pre-Twilight joke. Twilight wasn't even out when I
really. That there's your trouble.
Been doing the stand up a long time,
there's
kid.
Trouble.
He's been around. Bigger cunt.
Jeez. Zombies.
Vampires are cunts.
Vampires are douchebags, fucking, certainly. I don't know if I would stoop so low.
Oh, I thought you meant more of I thought you meant physical. I thought you meant.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I guess a zombie would have a big gaping.
I didn't realize you were talking about, like.
Can you imagine the smell of it?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, God.
All right, next question.
Which did you dress up more as in your life?
Which do you dress up
Which
more
have
I've
you
never dressed
you,
up as a zombie.
Well, you will never.
I've probably dressed up as a zombie about 20 times
yeah,
in my life.
I've seen
you'll
your
never
Facebook page.
Accidentally. You'll never accidentally dress up as a zombie, but you will accidentally
That's
dress
true.
Up as a vampire.
Okay.
You will be like, whoa, you're wearing a lot of black there.
That's
Where'd
a solid
you get that
point.
Red tie?
You know what?
Why'd you slick back your hair?
Johnny Cash, if you going to a funeral?
Yeah.
Maybe.
If I factor that in, then I guess yeah. maybe I did. I did have some. Black,
I accidentally
black
wear.
Nail polish.
I accidentally wear a pendant all the time.
What are you?
I love garlic.
You're going
way
to your
much.
Glen Danzig. You gonna do some Misfits? What's going on there with your guitar and?
I accidentally
necrobilly.
I've accidentally dressed up as a zombie too. Though.
I accidentally comb my hair in a widow's peak all the time.
Put on some makeup. Sometimes I'll start off like as one thing, and then like fuck it, I'll be a zombie, and then like just rub blood all over.
What like
me,
to
know?
Go to work? You sometimes
to, like,
am I going with a blue
casual
shirt?
Friday?
I gotta dress up as something. Who has more icons?
Yeah,
let's go through some icons of zombies.
Okay.
Count Chocula.
I gotta get the door.
You go get that. I'll go over these with James. Tell him to just be quiet, and we'll get to him in a minute. Count Chocula.
Who's coming to the door?
Renard, because he's
fucking
here on time. If Renard, the black guy, is on time,
was Renard gonna do this show?
Renard's doing the second one. We were recording one. With
oh yeah,
you
you're stacking
at 5:30. Okay, he's 20 minutes late, but
still,
he was. You were more late than the black guy. Can
That's
just tell you
rough.
That?
Ugh. Oh, I'll have
Jesus
to talk to him about
Christ.
That.
Yeah, well,
I did stop for ribs though. I did stop for ribs,
did
I should say.
Fuck a fat girl with her butt, because then it's okay.
I did date a white girl for a really long time and piss
to,
off all my
I
friends.
I had to pull over and not take care of my child. So,
oh, God.
That's why there was traffic, because I was walking across the street without not in a crosswalk.
I really wanted to see Ray Charles play a concert 50 years ago. People were dumping water on me as I went to school in Little Rock.
fucking
yeah.
This dog bit my arm. Okay. Who has more icons?
Next?
Let me see.
Icons.
Icons.
Zombie icons.
Vampire icons. Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Dracula.
Yeah.
Blackula.
That's one.
Wet Bacula.
What?
Chinkula. The Mexican vampire. Wet Bacula.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula. okay, but really, Edward, Blade,
Polocula,
Lestat, Bill from True Blood, Nosferatu, Vampilia,
yeah,
Underworld
yeah.
chick, what's her name? Oh, Count from Sesame Street.
Elvira?
Elvira. Was she a vampire?
I think she's vampiric.
She's vampiric. And for zombies, we've got what? Stubbs the Zombie.
Stubbs the Zombie.
And the Crypt Keeper. Is he a zombie?
Roseanne Barr. That's Mark Anunson not on his mic.
Sorry, Renard showed up. Boy, this is a real train wreck now. He was so late.
That's a real,
that
real
we would
shit
be
show.
Done. It was, it's all, we're wrapping this up.
We got 7 minutes left.
We got 7 minutes, let's finish this up. Zombie icons, there's none.
There's none.
Stubbs the Zombie. And the Crypt Keeper.
Stubbs the Zombie, that's a video game, right?
That's a video game.
What about
Fido?
Fido, yeah.
Is he an icon?
He's as close
I couldn't even
as
remember
get.
The name of the movie, and I'm the only one who's watched it.
See, here's where we come back to our thing, zombie narratives. There's no zombie protagonists, so we don't care about the zombies. It's a horde. It's
right.
a group. So I guess Russian people really like must like zombies. Look at them as heroes, because
yeah.
they're all crazy.
They're all
interchangeable.
Horde mentality. Well, you
yeah.
know, like the... Vampires over the years they evolve,
yep.
you know, like they didn't really become sexy until like you know much later. Like,
they're always
they
biting
be,
necks and
I know,
rubbing
they,
each other.
They used
stuff.
To be gross, putrid things. They weren't like sexual
no?
at all. That
no.
didn't happen until
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Vampire.
See, I brought up Blackula earlier.
Was there a?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was
like a Shaft. Version. He's like the Shaft of zombies.
Was there a Kirk Franklin song in Vampire in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin, we got to pray just to make it today. Is that MC Hammer? That's MC Hammer. I often get Kirk Franklin and MC Hammer confused.
Are they not the same guy? I thought that was his professional name.
They have religious leanings each.
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin more so.
I thought that was Kirk Hammett.
Kirk Hammett?
It's Kirk Cameron.
Isn't he the guy? Kirk Cameron. Oh, it's Kirk Cameron who I'm
Captain Kirk.
Dude.
We've got to pray.
God. Do you really? You just did a William Shatner's?
I tried to.
Doing MC Hammer?
I tried.
Where were we 15 years ago when that would have been hilarious?
Oh, I was working at the Funny Bone in Cincinnati. I don't know what
you're
doing.
Guys, look, we've got to wrap this up. Yeah, we don't have time to talk, all right? Which would you rather be? Which would you rather be?
A vampire, dude.
Vampire. So I could kill some zombies.
I say werewolf. Who'd win in a fight? 1 versus 100. One vampire versus 100.
Vampire.
Yeah, of course.
Scott Bakula versus...
You're not going to kill him. How can you stop the vampire?
You can't.
Daylight.
What are you going to do? Try and bite into his brain that does you can't bite into?
Yeah.
Which is a better form of reproduction? Now, it's basically a bite. But some vampires, they have to do shit. You have to...
Yeah, ceremonies.
I still don't even understand. Like,
the true blood vampires is pretty crazy. That's retarded. Commitment. They have to... the Buffy vampires are pretty intense, too.
What does a Buffy vampire do?
That you got to do the whole... You know, Angel, he had to... Yeah. You got to do the whole. You got to drain all the blood and replace it with all of the vampire blood, and it's like a 24-hour process.
There's like
it's a decision.
It's always this pain in the ass. Like sometimes you get bitten, and then like the next day you're a vampire. Other times you get bitten, but you have to drink all your blood. Then you have to die, but you have to drink the other guy's blood too.
And then you have to take a diabetes test.
If the vampire, if you're not a vampire and you drink vampire blood, you're a ghoul, right?
Like some, a soulless
right
dude.
Unless it's true blood, then you get high.
What about Anne Rice's vampire? You just do you have to eat a dog or something first? I don't remember.
For a second, I was like, were there?
Yeah, Anne Rice. Remember?
I know, but I thought of Anne Frank, and I was like, that was really Nazis.
Yeah, the Anne Frank. Oh, Nazi vampire.
Anne Rice is writing Jesus books now.
Is she?
She's been writing some Jesus books.
So she's in the zombies?
I guess. I don't know. She had
Right there.
She had a whole thing. She had a whole image.
Which is harder to stop? Because you got to get a headshot on a zombie.
Vampire, because where are you going to find pointed wood?
But the thing is, with a vampire, though, there's 100 ways to kill a fucking vampire.
There's a lot of options.
There's like six.
There's sunlight. There's a stake through the heart. There's
garlic. Garlic and crosses, those are ways to ward off.
Okay,
all right.
Well, there's defenses or whatever. Yeah. But like, I guess my point is that vampires have more weaknesses.
Yeah, I guess
they can't cross running water in some stories. They can't.
Most vampires can fly.
Sometimes they can.
The ones I believe in.
The real ones can. All right, which are you more prepared for?
Zombie. I mean, a child could kill a zombie.
No, I mean, which have you spent more time dedicated to getting ready for?
None.
I think I've spent more time preparing for zombies than, like, for a fire.
Because you want to believe that's really going to happen.
I don't want to believe it. I just sort of... Well, okay, yeah, I do.
You want it to happen.
I'm not ready for vampires. Fuck them.
Vampires
show up. I'm going to guess. I hope that I get turned
zombies.
Into one.
It's more likely that zombies could happen, but it's not going
to
happen.
That scenario is so much more exciting to me.
Yeah.
Fighting zombies.
Because if vampires happen,
we're pretty much dead.
I would love it if the vampire was somebody cool like Elvis or,
Tupac.
Osama, even. That would be pretty cool. Osama was a vampire. Because then we could just kill him all the time. And then everybody would just be like pumped. you'd be a patriot, and every we just change his name and have him blow something else up, and we just kill him, and that's how we keep everybody happy.
I
just wrote my sci-fi novel.
That's
by
pretty
the way.
Good. Don't sell out in that. All right. Don't have a protagonist.
No, he might be a really hot young dude.
Well,
played by Robert Pattinson.
Put an orangutan in it. Which is a better way to die: zombie attack or vampire?
Vampire. It's more classy.
Yeah.
I'd rather go.
It's more classy.
I'd rather go with a vampire. Yeah. All right. Well, here we are. Which is better?
Vampires.
It really wasn't much of a contest.
It's easy.
I guess.
I mean,
just like dogs.
Now that
people.
I think about it, I was coming in here thinking I was going to say zombies because zombies are so fun.
Zombies are like more what I kind of wish the world would end that way.
Yeah.
But
vampires, honestly, vampires are better.
Yeah, I think part of why I didn't want to say vampires is because of how much I think vampires are douchebags. But yeah, they're better.
Vampires are douchebags indeed.
All right, well,
we did
Corporate Juggernaut Podcast. You can find it on iTunes.
Don't worry, Brad. Let him talk. I'll delete all this. Okay, yeah. I'll edit all this out.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Bye, Sean.